It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. President Trump was in Las Vegas today telling victims and first responders that we, quote, will never leave your side. Not much more on the investigation except to say that the shooter's girlfriend was interviewed by the FBI in Los Angeles after returning from the Philippines last night. She released a statement through her attorney saying she knew nothing of what her boyfriend was planning and came back to the States to cooperate in any way possible. Authorities and officials right now debriefing reporters in Las Vegas. Rob Martier will have the details in upcoming newscasts. The White House continues to tell reporters that the president will discuss gun control at the appropriate time, although some wonder if that's actually a stall tactic and the playbook when it comes to this topic. Where would they get that idea? All right, from every other mass shooting we've had in the last couple decades. Many columnists, including right here at Chicago Tribune, John Cass and Sean Hannity, have bemoaned the, quote, left for sweeping in and politicizing this tragedy. But it's hard for me to buy that, only because the president himself is quick to tweet, told you so, when there's an international terrorism incident, even when it's fresh. And I also don't buy this left argument. I think that's part of the problem right now. Words like that. Is it really a left issue or is it an American issue? I don't know anyone from the left that's ever argued for the complete abolishment of guns in this country. I think all Americans are wondering if we should be thinking about military-style weapons and accessories in the hands of civilians. I mean, these are weapons that are made for killing people. So if you don't have a reason, if you're not a soldier, then why do you have them? For sport? Again, I'm not saying anything new. I'm actually saying what most Americans are saying. But to act as if the left wants to put flowers in gun barrels is ludicrous, and actually more politicizing than actually asking for our lawmakers to do something. And stop with that buzzword, politicizing. Since when is wondering if we should ban a weapon political? If it's at all political, it's because the lobbying groups keep it from happening. It's not political to call for action. It's actually very American. And to not let the debate happen, and don't kid yourself, it's not going to happen, because of lawmakers getting campaign donations or being intimidated, that's another word, corruption. That's the textbook definition. Boom, there's your next column, John Cass. That and bump stocks, you can do that too. In a strange turn, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson had to call a press conference to say he loves his job and he wants to keep it because it was leaked that Tillerson called the president a moron back in the summer after the Boy Scout speech. When asked directly about whether or not he called the president a moron, Tillerson said, hey, I really want to get into it, which probably means he did it. If I were like, did you call Pete Zimmerman a moron? Like, I don't really, you know, I don't really want to get into that. But according to Trump, that means that he didn't call him that and that this is fake news and they're making stuff up again. Ring the dinner bell, folks. It's time to feast on the media. And more Washington hogwash, a Republican congressman from Pennsylvania is in hot water because text messages revealed that he suggested to his mistress that she get an abortion after a pregnancy scare. Okay, none of our business, right? Except Representative Murphy is one of the leading, if not the leading voice in Congress against abortions. What? You know what? I think it's time we check the list of jobs that Americans despise the most. Let me go ahead and get that list, see if it's changed. Here we go. I think I've got it.
Oh, down 7 spots to come in near the bottom. Politicians.
Then tax collectors, meter maids, and talk show hosts. I think it's in that order. In weather today, rainy. In sports, the Cubs announced that Kyle Hendricks will start game 1 against the Nationals. Lester's going to start game 2. Jose Quintana will go in game 3. That means Jake Arrieta won't pitch until game 4 of the series. Joe Maddon said that injuries have affected the rotation and they want to give as much rest as possible to Arrieta before he pitches. I will say this, as a Sox fan, man, I hope Quintana works out. I really do. At home, game 3, give us a good game, Jose. I know you have it in you because otherwise you're going to set Cubs-Sox relations back like 100 years. You're down 2-0 coming back from Washington in the second inning. It's already 5-0. They're going to be like, White Sox suck. White Sox suck. That'll be... The Cubs have had success on the road this year and, frankly, have been world beaters everywhere in the last couple months of the season. All eyes on the Dodgers and the Indians, but the Cubs have had an equally impressive run just under the radar. So they do come into the series with a hot hand, where the Nats, they actually rested a lot of their guys down the stretch, including DL stints for Bryce Harper, Steven Strasburg, and Max Scherzer. Didn't realize, but the Nats are playing games with their rotation, too. Scherzer pulled a hammy on his last start. He may not be the Game 1 starter. They haven't announced yet. Ooh, the chess game commences. Tonight, the Rockies and Diamondbacks get at it in a wild card game. The Diamondbacks were good enough to win any division this year, but they play in the NL West against the Dodgers, so they're the wild card. Winner tonight will play the Dodgers next round. If the Diamondbacks can beat the Rockies, that's going to be an awesome series because the Diamondbacks have the Dodgers' number. Watch out! The Sox, well, we'll have plenty of time to talk about the Sox after the playoffs, right? Clean out those lockers. The Blackhawks start up tomorrow against the Penguins. The Hawks are picked up by many to get back to the top, although it won't be easy with the Preds, the Wild, and the Blues all ready to make another run. The big question will be whether or not the Hawks have fixed their defensive weaknesses and will address their penalty kill situation. But remember, the Hawks were number one. They were number one seed last year going into the playoffs. So hard to improve upon that without worrying about too much tinkering, right? Brian Bickle was back at the UC today for a press conference announcing his retirement. The Bulls, they won last night. They play again tonight. One of their guys got into a little bit of a pushing match with New Orleans star DeMarcus Cousins. So go guy that I've never heard of. Seriously, I saw it on SportsCenter. I've never seen that guy before. I have a feeling that's what this year is going to be like. Ooh, that guy. Although the Bulls did win, and they did win by playing Hoiberg ball, spreading the floor and shooting 34 three-pointers attempts. 34 attempts. This is why they brought in Hoiberg, right? They gave and then they gave him players who liked isolation, like Wade Butler and Rondo, who couldn't shoot for Bumpkus. So now maybe there's a method to the offseason madness. Young sharpshooters put up 120 points a game, maybe. Something there. That never works. The Bears are getting ready for their big Monday night football game. They play the Vikings. The Vikings. Who actually likes the Vikings? Does anybody? Even people in Minnesota, do they like the Vikings? Actually, it's been a while since I've even paid attention to who's on that team. I mean, Adrian Peterson's gone. I know that. Teddy Bridgewater's still hurt. But who plays for this Vikings team? Does Keith Millard still play defensive tackle? How about a Chris Dolman? He lined up on the left. Darren Nelson carrying the rock at the tailback position. Or how about their scrappy white middle linebacker, Scott Studwell? Is he still playing with blood all over his pants? Scott Studwell. And finally tonight, new census data is showing that not only is Chicago shrinking, but it's also becoming wealthier and more educated, making it the smartest big city in America. You don't say. If we're so smart, why do waiters keep explaining small plates to us?
Have you ever been here before? Great. We do things a little different at this restaurant. It's a little different.
That's the carryout for October 4th, 2017. Hey, we got two types of fries tonight. We got old and soggy or new and scalding hot. Your choice. They're both terrible. All right, Mike Fouché's coming up. We'll talk about Chicago's gun laws, but also about why there's a mass exodus out of the General Assembly. Mike Fouché joins us every Wednesday. He does right after the news. Here on the download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.